Lorraine still hasn't let up. I hope Astrid's doing okay out there. That's true. If she were here now, she'd be the first to tell me. It's just a little drizzle. Yes, like that. I can't help it. After coming so close to losing you, I don't like taking chances. Not with the people I love. I do, but... You're right. And we do need those supplies. I think I just need to get my mind off things, little one. No, you really aren't, are you? Not little at all. You know, speaking of which, I haven't properly gotten a chance to explore this new territory with you. Is that something you'd be interested in, little one? It would really help me keep my mind off of worrying about Astrid. It's something I've wanted for a while, my love. Let me take you to bed. You look so beautiful in the light of the fire. Like an angel. Gorgeous. Of course. You're nothing short of perfection. Good things really do come in small packages. I mean, look at you. I've been holding myself back for ages, little one. Do you know how hard it was for me to keep my hands to myself for so long around you? All those baths we helped you take. You have no idea what that did to me. And that was before I was shrunk down enough to really appreciate it. Up close and personal. Oh, my love. Your mouth feels so good. Good against mine. Your tongue. Exceptionally okay at it. I'd even venture to say phenomenal. Quite a feat. Considering the difference in our size. It's like learning an entirely new language. One you clearly excel at. Little one, you have nothing to worry about. Really? You can practice on me. I think I have an inkling. I can feel you grinding against me, little one. Now. Don't be shy, my love. I like it. We just need to do something about these clothes. They're entirely too in the way, don't you think? Here, let me. Now you do me. There we go. Perfect. Just like you. What's wrong, little one? You're right. It is. It's like I'm seeing you for the first time. Truly seeing you. And you are radiant. I love you too. So much. You have nothing to be afraid of, because I'm here now. I'll always be here, taking care of you. In life, in the bedroom. If that's what you want, love. Anything for you. Then just relax. And let me make you feel good. Mm. Oh, little one. Here. Give me your hand. You feel how wet you make me. There it is. And eager too. And soft. Warm. Heaven. I need to feel you against me, little one. Now. Yes. Oh, little one. You feel so good sliding. Like this. Your hot little clit pressed against mine. So slippery and soft. Me riding you into the mattress. Never, my love. Never again. Not a single day. Pull your hips up to match me. Higher. Yes. Oh, like that. Just like that, yes. Back and forth. Round. Oh, you feel so good, little one. So right. I love you. Oh. And the sounds you make when I slide against your slippery little clit are just so cute. Like that, yes. It makes me want to devour you every single time. Speaking of which, I've been dying to have a taste. Only if you want it, of course. Just let your legs fall open, little one. Good. Good girl. I won't hurt you, my love. In fact, I only want to make you feel as wonderful as you make me feel. Then just lay back and let me take care of you. Oh, little one, you taste so good. Exactly how I imagined. Better. And you're so small. I can taste every inch of that sweet pussy with one long lick. You like that, don't you, little one? And my tongue lapping against your clit. Teasing. Sliding. Playing with your lips. Pulling them into my mouth. Oh, I love you. And I love this gorgeous body. And this pussy. This beautiful clit. All mine. That's right. Give yourself to me. All to me. That's it. You can do it. Come for me, little one. Come for me, baby. Well done, my love. That was incredible. I never thought I could be this happy or this satisfied. And yet, here I am. And it's all thanks to you. Well, I may not need to, but that doesn't mean I won't. In fact, I'd like to see you try and stop me. But if you want me to shut up, I do know one way. Just kiss me. Don't stop. Mm.